The Mad Hatter by Morley Roberts. If I had had an adventure of my own, I'd write it, said the editor of the Piccadilly magazine gloomily. Well, it couldn't be worse than these, replied Mivart, the assistant editor, meaning to be polite. But Pegram, his chief, snorted and went on with his loathsome work. They were late in the office, and besides themselves there was no one in the building but O'Flanagan, the porter, and his wife. Outside, the rain pattered, and the rising wind howled, almost as lugubriously as the Piccadilly's office Tom, who courted the official cat of the Cambrian upon the leads. The atmosphere was thick, and not the less so because Pegram, who rarely used unorthodox language till making up day, was hunting through a pile of stories sent to him by an agent for one good enough to make a feature of in the summer number. Mivart, seated in the next room, was engaged on a batch contributed singly by such as may come from Peckham, but will never reach Parnassus, and have not even reached it so near as to inspire any agent with the hope of 10%. Sometimes Pegram said, "Pish," as he threw a manuscript upon the floor, and occasionally Mivart muttered, "Tosh," as he did the same. "I'm getting desperate," said Mivart through the open door. "I'm desperate now," retorted Pegram. "There's no spelling in half my lot," said Mivart. "There's nothing but spelling in mine," said Pegram. "Are all the lively writers paralysed, or have they retired on their ill-gotten gains? All I want is a yarn with some go in it, some characters remotely human, and writing which suggests that the author has at least seen a real man of letters once in his life." "You want a precious lot," grumbled Mivart. "You'll never get all three at once." "I must," said Pegram, "and I will." "I wish I could write," murmured Mivart as he slung another story on his pile. "I wish to heaven you could," said Pegram bitterly. Perhaps too bitterly, for Mivart retorted, "Well, you can't either." "I can," said Pegram as he lighted a cigarette. "I'm sure I can. But I've had no experience, never had an adventure in my life. For two pins I'd sling the Piccadilly and go to Texas. But don't talk, I've got 10 more ditches to wade through." "I've got 20, said Mivart, "and I bet my boots there's nothing but ditch water in the lot." "Well," said Pegram, striking the desk with the palm of his hand, "I'd give anything in reason, or out of reason, for a real good rattling adventure story with something, I don't care what, that was..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?